of Philly streets. He brings the groove and divine deets. Tales of dreams and rainbow skies. The joy he spreads is no disguise. Sheen Anthony takes the mic each rising. Gonna light up your soul now, you're shining. Sound healing and stories flow on the Sheen Anthony Show. Tune in, don't miss this divine time. Every word shifts the paradigm. From rising haze to evening glow, it's the Sheen.
Gratitude to the Most High, gratitude to the Most High, Most High, Most High. He actually worked, he'd be flown with one art. Yep. Yo, he actually used to be my dad's mentor in the 80s.
The guy that gave me that one for the
university. Absolutely. Yes. Like, my dad's mentor. And he always told me to play as if I'm speaking or singing. It should be, it's the same, it's a different form of communication.
Yeah.
So that will be in tandem a lot because it's beach noise, 1,000%.
Yeah,
1,000%.
For sure.
But I would say cheers to the beginning of an unfamiliar adventure that I'm really, really eager to figure out.
Yes.
Love y'all down. Heavy duty.
Queen.
It's an affirmation.
Music is an affirmation.
It's a confirmation.
Yes.
Music is.
Yo, Josh Mitchell is my favorite.
Music saved my life. I was living, but more so surviving. Music lifted me up out of the hellscape of my own making. Music has been my savior. Music has been my chaos.
This is literally my first question.
Music has been my test. I follow the harmony of life here to Puerto Rico. If it wasn't for music, if it wasn't for me finding a way to connect to that sound, then I wouldn't have been here 5 years, having just put my faith in the sound, and the sound having guided me into a version of myself I could have never predicted. And I'm a seer, but I couldn't have predicted this at all. Music is a hero. Music is a villain. Music is duality. Music is soul. Music is spirit. Music is everything. Music is this earth. This earth is music. And all of the ways in which this earth connects with the other planetary forces around it, it's music. And we're all just tapped into it, actualizing and personifying the colors and sounds.
Personifying is the word. So we all have our unique ways of expressing it.
Music makes me feel things in my body that I could never even explain.
But yeah, that literally brought me to my first question, like, how do you stay grounded in a chaotic world?
I do not think that it is possible to be able to stay grounded and centered in a chaotic world 24/7. And the beauty is, every time we are disrupted, we have yet another opportunity to come back to self.
Yes. Yes.
We can't help the opportunities that we have to see ourselves a little bit deeper and to accept ourselves a little bit more. But it is important to appreciate the journey back to self. And the grounding process for me looks like a daily yoga practice that every once in a while I might fall short of it being daily. but I do remain committed to it because I see the physiological and the psychological benefits of staying committed to it and the staying grounded process as well. Being very honest and vulnerable with myself about my emotions and feelings as they arise. I don't gaslight myself out of whatever it is that I may be. Buen provecho, baby. I don't gaslight myself.
It's about to be a bilingual episode.
Period. Puerto Rico.
But yeah, you say you don't gaslight yourself. And I think that's really important too, because we was talking about that as far as the last episode. Just like when you're building a mental fortitude, you do have to honor, like, being transparent and honest with what you feel.
Yes.
And if you're not, then it's going to be an illusionary state of what you're trying to cultivate. So how can you find a sense of being grounded if you're not in the place of oneself?
That's a beautiful, beautiful perspective that I absolutely agree with. There are a lot of folks that are projecting a grounded energy, but are not necessarily grounded, because grounded requires a certain level of vulnerability that requires facing rage and anger and resentment, a lot of emotions that we have been conditioned out of accepting that we experience. We're embarrassed to admit to jealousy or to anger or to rage, yet it's so transformative in the grounding process, because these are all aspects of life. You know, anger is important in helping the grounding process to be authentic. If you try to deny the anger, if you try to deny the rage, then you're again gaslighting yourself out of the realness of your experience. We all got something to be pissed about, whether or not we use that as fuel or as a crutch or a handicap is up to us.
Now this is now I'm starting to feel like this episode may be about how to validate your own feelings.
Let me tell you something, that's been definitely my thing lately.
It's a season of actually stepping into your truth. Like, we've been in our truth for a while, but then to come into another level of truth where you're like, wait, I had to actually make sure I'm speaking on what I'm feeling. I had to make sure I'm giving life to what I'm feeling. I got to make sure I'm talking to others about what I'm feeling.
Exactly.
I got to be open about what I'm feeling. Because if not, how are we going to get closer to the truth?
Exactly.
How are we both going to identify the world that we're creating of truth if I don't actually share what I'm feeling?
We have to, no matter how uncomfortable it may be for us. We got to get used to, in order to grow, pushing ourselves out of a constant comfort state, because it's essentially a stagnant state, whether we know it or not. It's a state fueled by stagnancy. So a big part of grounding is being honest, and it is uncomfortable to be honest when you have been conditioned to gaslight yourself into a more pleasurable or more convenient state of experiencing of life. Again, how I've been able to be in Puerto Rico for 5 years has looked like not judging any circumstance based on what I experienced before. That keeps me grounded.
Yes.
It's a certain consistency in the way I like to perceive life that encourages a grounded state.
Oof. That's a word. Ooh, that's what I kept saying about, you just gave more of the explanation. What I've always been saying is that what you perceive is what you receive. And like, that is truly the ability to affirm what you are in right now. It's like, if you perceive that, you're gonna get just that.
There is a silver lining to everything. I like to tell folks, I live my life on a silver lining. Every traumatic, dramatic experience that occurs, there is some silver lining. Thank you for seeing me. I appreciate that.
Fear to fear.
Thank you for seeing me.
How would you identify yourself? Like, how would you share? What is
I wish
name?
I could. I do identify myself, as I say in the verse that we share on Get Free. An ancient being, ancestors called me to this realm. I would not be here if it wasn't because it was a mission that I needed to complete. I'm going to be honest. I didn't want to come back to this ghetto ass rock. But here I am, and I have a deep appreciation for the amount of fun I get to have this lifetime. Oh, I get to have so much fun. I'm not sitting around, oh, whoa, it's me.
Yeah, right.
Oh, Lordy.
I got to work.
No, I got to clock in.
Yes.
Listen, and no shade to nobody that do. At the end of the day, make it work for you.
Yes.
Be grateful for the opportunities that clocking in provides you. It might be that you get some deeper wisdom. You might get more experience. It might just be being able to feed your family. There is a silver lining.
A shift of perspective.
To everything. So there is no need for misery. That's all perspective. There's no need for, you know, miserliness. There's no need for this. There's no need for it. It has no space in the place anymore. We got to be able to do the internal work to redirect our ourselves back to a grounded state, like we're discussing. Mm-hmm. And we have a responsibility here. And whether we like it or not, it is to be fucking happy.
Yes. Yes.
That's our job. Our job is to be happy. Damn. People think it's, okay, yes, being grounded is important because you got to have a certain type of stasis, but change is inevitable. Change is life. Change and chaos, chaos magic is what rules the world, especially this particular presidency. Mm. And so getting equipped with change is definitely, especially as a mercurial child, mm-hmm. getting equipped with change is inevitable. It's ineffable. You have to be able to get with the program, and it's change. It ain't about what choice you make. Right, left, up, down, yes, no, don't really matter. The point is to choose.
And the fact that we get to choose.
And we get to choose is a gift.
Yes. Yes.
That's what we all essentially signed up for, coming to this rock, coming into this plane, this temporal plane, was to choose, to have the ability to play gods, to choose, to actually command the elemental forces on our behalf, from the animals to the air to the sea to the water. Yo. To smiles on faces, to ass shaking.
Okay.
We command forces.
The ability to kind of create an art of hypnosis.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't repeat the bat.
That's malicious.
Yes.
You get. What do you mean?
That's the message.
What do you mean? You're so cool.
You are like a little earth angel.
Dude,
this word keep coming up.
What word?
Earth angel.
He's an earth angel.
Yeah. Okay, like now,
you're an earth sign and you're an angel.
I'ma need a
like you're literally an angelic.
I'ma need an earth.
Look, now you about to have me start channeling for you. I'm getting that. You're an angelic.
What is an earth?
So an angelic is somebody who you're sent here, and his shirt says City of Angels.
Oh my god.
Lit that
Wait,
out.
What?
His shirt says City of Angels. I looked up and seen City of Angels. That's when spirit starts speaking through me. So you get a little bit of the seer energy. So being an angelic is a being that's sent here to just spread love and joy. And that starts with you first.
Yeah, when you said that responsibility to be happy, that don't really hit me hard.
You first.
It's
on your heart.
No, have fun.
To be able to pour into the hearts of others, but don't ever allow yourself to be depleted. Don't ever allow yourself to be utilized. Always demand your offerings and be able to recognize using your discernment when they are not there, and take heed, and when they are there, appreciate it and continue to pour into it. That's it. Trust me, you're an earth angel. You're here to spread joy, and let me tell you. Now we're gonna get a little, you know, a little slow. Earth angels really deal with the most depression, the most overwhelming sadness, the most just waking up crying on behalf of the world and can't even function. Earth angels really have it, you know. That's why I'm in my villain era. You know, I'm tapping into...
Y'all really, standing in yourself.
Yeah.
Like,
all right. I'm like, listen.
I might be the villain
that might be your karma,
story.
Buddy.
Right.
That's the
I might be the villain in someone else's story to be the hero on my own.
Period.
Yeah.
And that's being your own earth angel. So that's what I'm being called to tell you is to...
I just know that there's a couple people I'd sacrifice the world for.
Exactly. Exactly. But recognizing if they'd be willing to sacrifice the world for you is important. You don't have to make no judgments off that information. Just use discernment to determine... Yeah. If whether or not you deserve to have a motherfucker in your world that's willing to give that back to you. We too willing and too quick to settle on people that we would take a bullet for who wouldn't even go to the ballot for us. The bullet on the ballot. They wouldn't even go to the ballot for us. They wouldn't vote for us, but we take a bullet for them.
Because that's where it's the crossroads of kindness.
The crossroads of kindness.
You have to understand, because we don't see it as settling. We see it as it's our version
an
of
investment,
compassion.
And yes,
it's our version of actually giving more and understanding that we're not always going to be met every time, but it's that discernment to understand if this is situational or is this actually a continuous thing. I'm overpouring all of it.
I was just about to say it's kind of crazy too, because sometimes I feel like there's a certain amount of a validation that comes from pouring that love onto somebody, because part of being compassionate or part of loving is a sacrificial part to it.
It really is.
It's almost validating when you
but it makes sense.
When you're when you can say oh yeah, I'm loving this person, no expectation.
I think it's giving all of yourself kind of, but for yourself and for someone else at the same time. It's I'll take care of myself for you if you take care of yourself for me. So it's you're only able to have interdependency with self-accountability. And it's like, I can't be there for you if I'm not taken care of.
Mm.
And it's too much for me to ask you to take care of me because you're not in all of my problems only.
Mm.
You're in your problems as well.
Mm.
So I can't, you know, contradict that. Or else it leaves you, like, you know, with an expectation that's, you know, or not fulfilled. And then you end up disappointed, regretful, or resentful, or whatever. It's weird.
Mm.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely, yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I really think that, like, love is unconditional.
Absolutely.
In a lot of different forms. And yeah, I just wanted, like, to hear your concluded thoughts about that, because I just feel like a lot of times we're, you know, coming into a better relationship with loving ourselves so that we could be able to cultivate this relationship with others too. But like you said, that was, like, perfectly said. Like, I taking care of myself for someone else, for and as long as that other person is taking care of themselves for us too.
Right.
So yeah, I really appreciate that reflection.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Rob.
Yeah, of course.
What a great way to come to the close. I really think that today's topic was really just touching on unconditional love with no expectations. You know, it can be very profound because this is a selfless love, and it transcends the need for reciprocity, recognition, and reward. You know, it's basically a love that accepts others as they are without judgment or condition. It gives without expectation of return or compensation, and loves without attachment to a specific outcome or result. So I think these are something to be mindful of when it comes to, you know, embracing love, you know, and being able to receive the totality of all these different messages, you know, not really being attached to so much of the person, place, or thing, but being able to receive the energy, you know, being in love with love, being in love with mindfulness, being in love with personal growth, and seeing how that can play a part in your journey. So just to leave you guys with some questions, you know, how do you cultivate your connection with yourself? How can you become more accountable for your actions or lack of actions? And the last question is, what can you do today that will help you embody or get closer to unconditional love? And I hope to receive some more answers on these questions, you know. So if you have any answers that you would like to give, please feel free to send them in. We would love to hear from you. But on that note, I'll catch you next Monday, rising 10:30 a.m. on the
Sheen Anthony Show.